Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. No, I say that because it is the week before Labor Day weekend, and it's going to be fun. And you're not even in Nashville. You're actually out in L.A. this time.
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm out here. I'm at the ex's house, and my kids live here with him, and we're doing a reading of a screenplay that he has. You know, he's a director, so it's like I'm going to go all Lucy Ricardo because I'm getting to read a part. You know, I won't get the part because I'm not great, but I'm going to take advantage of every moment of it.
Oh, but here's a good one. I just want you to know, breaking news: Anthony Weiner and his wife, who works for Hillary Clinton, they're separated.
Yeah. Oh, wow, what a shock. Please.
Yeah,
Anthony,
I know.
Anthony and his famous wiener, I say no more.
That's obviously from whatever has been, because he got caught again. That's why it happened. So.
But know what, May? It amazes me in this day and age that we still all act all shocked, and we still get, for lack of a better word, titillated by this ridiculous stuff. And why do people post? Why do they save naked pictures of themselves? Why do they take naked pictures of themselves? Because you want it to get leaked. I'm sorry. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's post naked pictures now. Everybody across the board. Everybody put up a naked picture of themselves, and it'll be over. We all know what everybody looks like. It's done.
I know.
No curiosity. Mine would be a little shocking, but there you go. Anyway, look, it's here we are. This is our last show for the summer until after Labor Day, and we have our last Cowsill sighting.
I know. They've been on the road they've done 52 gigs. I mean, this is amazing.
They stuck the whole summer with us, keeping us up to date on the Happy Together tour, and we're gonna get them on the air right now so that they can go. They have 5 shows left, right, Cowsills?
5 shows left.
5 shows left, so this is the last time you'll be live
from the Happy Together Show in college. That's right.
So where are you at this moment in
time? I want to hear more about Tony's wiener.
Anthony's wiener.
Anthony Weiner. Can you imagine? He could have. He had such a great career as a politician. He could have been mayor, but he couldn't keep whatever it was back in his pants. He couldn't zip it up,
he couldn't keep his cigarette inside his pants.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep the beast in it. Lair, and then we all know what it looks like too. Thank you very much. Not anything that I will be fantasizing about anytime soon, Paul Cowsill. Just so you know.
Cool.
But
anyway, I wanted to let you guys know. Me and Susan are so grateful for you guys letting us come on every Monday and sharing.
Yeah, we've had a super time, and it's just been such a great precursor to our new NBC TV talk show we're putting on.
Yeah.
So this has been wonderful, girls. Thank you so much.
What?
Okay. Yeah, that's the truth. If that's the truth. Hey, listen, May and I will do on the street stuff. She's still probably got her old book of clothes, and I can whip up something, okay?
We're so sad this is our last show, but boy, this has been one heck of a summer.
My God, and I got to let you guys know, everybody's still healthy.
Great.
Howard's doing great.
Yeah, everyone lives. It's amazing.
It's awesome. Everybody lives to do it another day.
I just can't believe it. I'm just glad because I couldn't believe between the first show with Billy J. Kramer and his finger that was infected to seeing Spencer, who also had fallen, and I said, wow. And then Howard, I'm like, I couldn't believe it. And you guys have been terrific. I mean, really.
We're going to get everybody life protection next year, so when they fall, they can just push that button.
Listen, let's just get everybody home in one piece summer, all right? I'll worry about next year.
Okay.
You know, it's Susan, you can carry the little motherboard, and they can all just, Susan Caulfield, come to room 10.
That's pretty much the size of it. But I am getting a nurse's outfit for the encore for the last show.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I think you should. Oh, you should.
I absolutely will.
Get a stethoscope around the neck. Get the whole lot.
All right. So where are you? What are your last five shows? Yeah. What do you have?
Yes.
Where are you going to go? Yeah.
We're on our way to Minnesota right now, and we're going to be there at St. Paul. We're going to be doing the Minnesota State Fair tonight. In front of the grandstand, so it's a huge show going on. And then we head off to Canfield, Ohio.
Ohio, for whatever reason that is.
Then we're on to Bloomington, Illinois.
Can't wait for Bloomington. Love Bloomington. I'm getting new bloomers in Bloomington.
The surf ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa.
And I'm going surfing in Iowa.
And our last show, you guys, is in Ralston, Nebraska,
Omaha. We will be eating cream of wheat and Ralston that morning at that show.
Ralston.
So you're finishing up in the heartland. You're finishing up in the heartland.
Yeah.
There's something in that, guys. Yeah. There's a song in that, Paul. Get your pencil.
The heartland has been great. The people have loved the show, and it's interesting. You can do the West Coast and the East Coast, but when you get into the heartland of the United States, man, the people are rocking.
Yeah, they're pretty ready to be moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of corn out here, you know, a lot of corn. It's
I would love to go out there because I've never really been out that way.
Listen, y'all, we played a place called the Corn Palace last night, and it is literally covered on the outside in ears of corn.
Corn cobs.
In the likeness, no less, of Mr. Willie Nelson. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Willie in corn. You've got to see it to believe it, girls.
You didn't take a photo of it? You should have taken a photo. That would have been great.
Somebody
might have taken a photo.
Amy did. Chuck Negron's girlfriend and I went on a Ferris wheel yesterday.
Yeah.
And we took pictures of Mr. Willie Nelson in corn.
In corn. That's just great, guys. So now this is what's going to haunt me today. Anthony's Wiener and Willie Nelson in corn. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's corn
cob. Oh my gosh.
I can't wait to see that one. That one I definitely want to see. I don't care about Wiener. We have too much of that around here. So this is great, though. I am so glad. And then you guys will have a little break. And then you're going to be doing your little solo thing, and which I'm trying to get Cynthia to come up for this one.
I'm coming.
Come on,
Cynthia.
Got to do it.
Come on, little Saint Nick wants to see you.
That's it.
He and I go way back.
You can go spend some money in the city.
Yeah, you two can go ice skating in Rockefeller Center. Come on, Cynthia.
Yeah, May, let's do that. May, we'll do a little video for our show. May and Cynthia see
that's
the sights in New York.
Yeah, we could go around. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, now that I'm back in the city, I love it. Yeah, let's go do it. Oh.
Yeah, amazing city girl. Hey guys, did you hear me say I'm out in your branch of the forest now. I'm out in LA right now. So.
Yeah.
What are you doing out there?
Well, my ex is a director, and he has a screenplay that he's got a big reading for. So he actually asked me to read one of the parts. So I'm going to go all Lucy Ricardo. I'm writing my name on the bottom of my feet, and I'm sitting with my feet up. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Ricardo? You're playing Lucy Ricardo?
No. Did you ever see and she used to write her name on the bottom of her feet so she could be in Ricky's show all the time when she was a dead body?
Yeah.
And I'm seeing my kids, you know, so it's, you know, we're doing that. And I'm eating healthy and riding my bike and running, and yeah, that'll last 5 minutes.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Yeah, I'm being all California.
California. Well, we've got everybody out here on the Happy Together Tour. Everybody's in the gym by around 9 every morning. I
Whoa.
Want you to know. Yes,
working
yes.
out.
Lindsay on the elliptical, Howard the dumbbell.
Yep.
Yeah, and Mark Volman, he likes to get on that walker and just kind of walk endlessly nowhere. We're very happy together tour now since the last time you heard from us. Everybody's got a health program that they're on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
Paul
awesome.
And I have created a program for the entire tour because we are going into our new line of work as rock star
trainers,
caregivers, life coaches,
caregivers. So any rockers out there, please
yeah.
go out rocking.
Like Mick or Keith, if
yeah.
they want us to come wheel them around,
we
we're
can
available.
Take care of them, and that way
yeah.
they can go do concerts.
Rock,
yeah, that's what
rock
that's
star
my,
caregivers. I can just see your tour
yeah.
jacket out now. Yeah.
I love that one. I want these guys because it's everything.
Yeah,
cause
that's
yeah.
really
they can do background vocals. They could do the whole lot. Everything. It's an all-in-one group here.
We got a message from Chris Christopherson. I think he's interested in what we have to offer. So we're
yes.
looking for
hey.
That new career.
Take advantage. Take you know
that's
your slogan
right.
can be your slogan, Susan, can be I'll keep you in health harmony. There you go.
Yeah.
And here's the bonus that we do offer. We will make sure you get to your gig, get back to your room, get ice, get your meds, get whatever you need, and we'll also do your background vocals.
Yes.
So right.
That's what I was saying. You get out there. You could do what? You need harmony? So hold on. We got the group.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh
we
my
that
God.
Before our last show was over.
We can even do all the lead vocals and we'll
yeah.
put them up there.
Like if, for instance, we have to take you to the ER and you can't make the show, we can do it for you. So it's really a full service thing.
But, you know, it is full service. It is full service. It's
that
I
is
think
full
it sounds like a great
us.
Idea. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. I may put it out there for everyone. You need a full service band? I got it all here. Listen,
rock
somebody may
caregivers.
Take you up on it. You may never know.
Well, listen, Cal Sills, we are going to let you
yeah.
go because I'm sure you have to preserve that energy, which I'm sure Paul is
not
like endless for you.
Right.
We have loved having you. Loved having
right.
you guys.
I
it's been
been
great.
With you guys. It's been an absolute blast.
Love you guys. And we'll be seeing you soon. And you know what? You need anything, you know where to reach me, so I'm there for you.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Love you.
Thank you.
Take care. Love you guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh,
love those guys.
God.
Love those guys. Oh, my God. You know, I'm serious. Can you imagine? And I know they would be up for it. Can you imagine? I love it when they said wheeling Keith and Mick around.
Well, you know, Susan is really the only girl on the tour. I mean, everybody else
yes.
is, it's all guys. So she kind of
right.
just assumed the mama bear role, and apparently she's really good at it because she's
oh,
nursed them
let
all.
Me tell
she's
you.
Gotten them to the home stretch, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that they got everybody on a routine, getting them into the gym. If I had somebody like them around, I'd be losing my way too. Because I watched her. She had a bicycle in the backstage area the other week when I saw them, and she's running around without shoes, and you know she's on the bike, and her you know and her hubby was there, Russ, and yeah, it was great. And I was just thinking, they need vocals, background vocals. There they are. They'll be right there, and they sound fabulous. So I'm
they
just
really
sort
do.
Of like, they, you know, it's a full service band in that sense, you know.
just hilarious.
It is, and you know, they are definitely one of my favorite groups of people that I've met in life, and they love life to the fullest. They do everything. They're such a tight-knit family all around, from, you know, from wives to cousins to best friends, and I've seen them, and helping out, they're there for you. They are the best. I mean, you know, this is
we
what
really
a family is
enough.
All about.
We really can't say enough about them. They've been such a delight this summer, coming on the air with us on their tour bus with their little styrofoam cooler.
Yeah, they're appreciative. They don't take everything for granted. Like, you know, some people, like, I should be there. They don't. And they're very happy to do something, you know. So especially Paul and Susan, they're all over the place, you know. So it's great. I just think that they're great.
I'm glad for them. We are not kidding when we say somebody's got to give these people a show. I mean, they could do a reality show. They should have been shooting a reality show all this summer on this Happy Together tour, because with the crap that's out there, look, we spend half hours with the 15 minutes with them, and all we do is laugh. They are funny, funny people who are loving what they do.
True. And they're not faking it, you know, when they say, I love doing this. They mean it. They're not like, oh, yeah, we love it. And then they turn around and walk away and say something like, oh, yeah, I hated that. And they're not even like that. They are so wonderful. They are so genuine. And it comes through on their, you know, on their program when they go out and sing and you hear it.
Yep.
And it's amazing. And you know what? You and I can't say enough about them, because they really are genuine. So, you know, everyone out there, if you haven't seen them, go out. If you haven't seen if there's tickets to still to be had, and there's a fare to go out and see these guys, the Happy Together, you'd see what I mean and how they take care of everyone. And they are fabulous. They get everybody out there. They sound fantastic as well. So I think they've gotten better in their vocals, and you know, it's great. And I, you know, they bring me back to my childhood. So that's where it's gone, you know, and they're wonderful. They really are.
They had such a schedule, May. I mean, 52 shows so far in this summer, and we're not talking about a bunch of kids here. We're talking about a bunch of, shall I say, seasoned professionals who, and if anybody does go see the show, especially the Castles, their energy is through the roof, and I think it's because they love what they do, and it shows. So if you have a chance to go and see them, go and see them. Me personally, I really, even though that's a busy time of the year for me and my, you know, little side job, I want to try and make the time to come up there, because I would love to see them in a Christmas music they're going to do too.
I know.
At the Cutting Room.
They're so amazing. I'm just saying, people, go out and see them. I love the fact that they saw, I wish, all in corn, them talking about
But, you know, the other thing is, too, they come out after the show to meet the fans. Yep.
Meet and greet. Yep. Absolutely. And they stay there to every last one. Has been taken care of.
I mean that. Can you see the Biebs doing that? Can you see Justin Bieber doing that? Okay, now I realize you're talking about there'd be thousands. Yeah, I get it. But May, you know, you've been around music your whole life.
Oh, absolutely.
These performers from back in the 60s and 70s, these performers know what it's like to work tiny clubs and make no money. They are so appreciative of the fans and the fact that the fans still follow them, and there's a lot to be said for that. That's a nobility. It really is.
Let me tell you, I know what it's like, and they're so good staying to every last one. I know, because listen, fans stay out there, and yes, it's a lot. If they take a break, the fans would understand too. They come back and they do it, but they go right through. I know what it's like, because I've been at conventions and things. Last year when I was in Liverpool, I mean, I had a long line, and someone said, do you want to cut it off? I said, no, these people have been waiting. I wouldn't want to cut it off. Unless there was a thing that you'd say, hey, she can't go beyond this because she has to make a train. I stay to the very end myself.
Yep.
So I understand that.
Yep.
Because people are looking forward, and just go walk away, you know, and you say no.
You can't.
Yeah.
And you know, a big shout out to our agent Gary Raychak for setting this up with the Cowsills, and you know, it was a great summer. Also, too, our bud Duncan Fora, there's a lot of chatter now about the Bay City Rollers and this album that they did that like was never released. I'm hoping, because Duncan, first of all, he is another straight up, he's another Paul Cowsill. still making music, still loving what he's doing.
Absolutely.
And there's chatter, and I hope the chatter goes someplace because we love Duncan. If he's listening, we have to have him back
Duncan,
on the show to
love
talk
you.
About it. But, you know, we do have Kate Taylor coming up. September 12th, I think she's going to come on.
Oh, we do? I didn't
know
that.
Yeah.
That's where
I
haven't seen Kate.
You.
I haven't talked to Kate in a while. I love Kate. I love our, sister Kate.
So we, after Labor Day, we'll start back in our regular, having guests and get back into our regular routine. But this summer has been a blast with them, a blast.
Oh, I totally agree. So, in the last few minutes, let's see. I'm doing Chiller with Frida Kelly, good old Frida. And it's going to be, at the end of October, it's going to be what is it, the 28th, 29th, or 29th, 30th, something like that, somewhere around there. They can go on the site, look for Chiller Convention. And I just want to say one sad note, my condolences. There was one guy that worked there that was part of the family of Chiller, took care of people, helped with the PR, helped with everything, Simon. And I couldn't believe it. He had passed away. One of the nicest people. He had a heart attack at the age of 51. It really shook everybody up. So, when I heard about it, I just went sheetwise. I couldn't even speak. One of the nicest people there. So my condolences to his family and friends. And let's see. And I hope everybody comes out to Chiller. We're going to have a good time. I see my friends Richie Scarlett, Tony Orlando, and Dawn. We got the Dawn part too. I'm trying to get my friend Alan, from Scotland to come in to see this, because the last time he went up to Tony Orlando, he goes, when your song became number one, I was born.
That might not have been a good idea. But, I back in the day, I saw Tony Orlando and Dawn when they were Tony Orlando and Dawn in Las Vegas, and their show was fantastic. Okay?
He's a fabulous singer. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, he's a performer. He's an entertainer. Not all singers are entertainers. Yeah.
He still has it. Oh, and then on September 10th, I'm going to go see my other guy, Lou Christie. He's at the Westbury. Oh, yes. And if you haven't seen him, come out and see him. Somebody keeps asking, does he still sing, in those keys or in the – he still can sing in those keys. So he sounds fabulous. People come on out. He has a new CD. You can go on his site, on his website, Lou Christie. I think it's like lou-christie.com or .net. I forgot which one. And they can just go in and check it out because he sings one of my favorite songs. He redid a version of Gogi Grant's The Wayward Wind, one of my favorites.
That's a beautiful song. Yeah.
That's a really pretty song. So, and then in between all that, coming along, I'm still unpacking. I only, like I said, found my cutlery. I still have a couple of things missing that I can't believe I do. and then the cutting room, my old haunt, which everybody knows, I can't believe they got Jason Aldean and Trace Atkins. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
And,
are they together or two separate shows?
I think they're two separate. I'm not sure. In fact, as I'm talking to you, I'll look it up. I'm not sure.
Look it up, yeah.
But the thing is, I will say they just had on last night, and Dave Chappelle, the comedian Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
Which
so they're taking
amazing.
It up a notch. Wow.
Yeah, and I think it's great. And I know Dave Chappelle's coming back this week. I think he does one more show. But I was just like, yeah. But,
I think for a lot of these singers, they like to do sometimes these smaller venues, and then they record them, and they do live stuff, live from the cutting room or whatever.
Dave Chappelle is doing it on Wednesday, so he will be there Wednesday. I'm going to go to see the Sound and Vision of David Bowie, a celebration. It's like tribute, and I got to tell you, it was sold out. Can you believe this?
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
And then there's other, I'm just looking at all these, a lot of tributes, and people like to go to the tributes because nobody wants to, you know, they don't want to forget the music. Oh, Jason Aldean is on the 12th. And I got to look where Trace Adkin is, but yeah, 7:30, Nash FM, and the Cutting Room presents Jason Aldean. I mean, seriously, I was just like, whoa, Jay, you know. So
that'd be an
good.
Interesting crowd.
When Trace Adkin is at the end of September, you know, he's on a Friday, and he will be, you know, he will be at the Cutting Room there. So got two places. And then, let's see, I'm just looking at all of this, and I was like, oh, wow, all these different people, you know, it's great.
Hey, before I forget, our friend Seth Swirsky has a new CD out called Circles and Squares, and he's got new music, and if people don't know about him, he's written a lot of hit songs. He's done a couple for Taylor Dane. I mean, he is a renaissance man. He's done a lot of stuff, this guy. He's like one of these overachievers. Yeah, so he's got that out.
Shout out to Chad and Jeremy is at the Cutting Room, as well as Lionel, what do I call him? He does that. Does a stand-up.
Oh, Lionel. Well, yeah. You're talking about Lynn Shaw's Lionel? He's a political commentator. He's really a social commentator, not just politics.
Yeah.
And if you ever watch any of his videos, the guy makes a lot of sense. And he's like, I call myself an equal opportunity offender. He's an equal opportunity offender. He does not take a side. He goes after all sides. And it's great.
And
he's always dead on the
really
money.
Does.
Yep.
And and that's a definite. And then, of course, we got to have, and on December 3rd, come on, guys, if you're in New York, you got to come see the Cowsills. Got to pick up those tickets.
Yeah. And they're doing Christmas music, too. It's just the Cowsills. Yeah. It's not the Happy Together Tour. It's just the Cowsills. And I think it'll probably be like a wonderful night. And
it will be.
No, especially with some Christmas music. But let's see, what else is going on?
I think that's it. While I'm still unpacking, I mean, I have an array of friends. And thank you to all my friends that have been coming in to helping me unpack. I've had a lot of people coming in saying, I'll come and help you, because they're very sweet and they're very kind. And they've been unpacking things here for me. It's like we've had so many boxes. I still have about 80 left in the apartment.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
I had closer to 200. So, you know, we're down to about 80. So that's not too bad. Now I'm just trying to get rid of the boxes and the paper. My friend Roberta, fabulous. Her name is Roberta Fabiano. She is a fabulous guitar player. And she takes a lot of the papers for her birds because it helps. It's all natural white, you know, beigey paper and wrapping paper,
mm-hmm.
and perfect for cages. So that helps. And, you know, things like that. And some people bought some of the packing boxes. I don't need, you know, over 300 boxes in my possession.
No, that is moving is, there's nothing fun about selling a house, buying a house, moving in or moving out. Nothing fun about it. Nothing.
Yeah, you know what? If I had all the money in the world, that would be a different story, because then I could tell somebody else to do all of this stuff. You don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
They can get rid of it. But when you're doing it and you're trying to figure it out, it's not so easy. And it's been crazy. I've been having a great time going around the city, discovering different places now back in the city, walking a little more. I don't have to drive, which I'm very happy about, you know.
Good.
And it's good.
Good.
And my finger is on I'll tell you what my finger is on. I could get my order being delivered to my place.
Hey, we're down to 30 seconds, Chicklet. We got to go.
Okay.
So I'm going to bid you a happy Labor Day weekend coming up.
Yeah, you too. I'll be speaking to you for a few minutes shortly. But everyone, have a great and wonderful, safe Labor Day weekend.
Yes, safe. And with that, you've been listening to Dinner Specials with May Pang and Cynthia Nielsen. Have a great week, everybody.